So in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that if you do bhakti, then all other activities like charity and yagya, dana, tapa, they are all done. On the other hand, Krishna tells Arjuna that you have to do yagya, dana, tapa because you are living in a society and you have to contribute to society. So what is it exactly? Actually, the Bhagavad Gita is a very, it offers a vision of a very dynamic spirituality. It is not withdrawn spirituality. It's not that I withdraw from the world and practice spirituality. It's engage in the world. It's engaged spirituality. The Gita doesn't talk about renunciation of action. It talks about renunciation in action. That means while doing my action, I do it in a renounced mood. So, yagya dana tapa karma na tyajyam iti chapare. So, Krishna talks about this in the 18th chapter and he says, yagya dana tapa, they should never be given up. So now, when we start practicing bhakti, what happens is, we go to the root. See, we live in three levels of encasements in this world. There is the physical encasement, there is the social encasement, and there is the, we could say, natural or cosmic encasement. And we have obligation at all three levels. So we pay the debts of the physical encasement by doing austerity with the body. The purpose of austerity is to purify the body. The purpose of the austerity is that the resources that we use for bodily gratification, we use for higher purpose. That we have a social encasement. We live in a social circle. We receive so much from the society. So we repay that debt to society by giving charity, dana. And then we have a cosmic encasement. The Gita offers a vision of an interconnected cosmos where there are higher beings who supervise the universal utilities such as heat, light, air, water, food. And just as in a state, we pay taxes to the government. So like that, in the universal government, the yagya is the tax that we pay to the universal government. So sacrifice is not just an act of lighting a fire. The essence of sacrifice is that which we could use for our own pleasure, we offer it for a higher cause. So ghee, I would like to eat myself, but I put it in fire. And fire becomes a mystical medium by which that ghee is transported to the higher realm. So yagya dana tapa, in that sense, are the ways in which we reciprocate with our three encasements, physical, social, and cosmic. Now, in bhakti, at one level, we go to the root of it all. The body, the society, and the cosmos, they're all created by Krishna, they're all sustained by Krishna. So therefore, when we are serving Krishna, it can be said that we are going to the root, we are addressing the root. And in that sense, we are not obligated to act for reciprocating with these other debts because we are going to the root. Because the bhakti understanding is that there are many people in this world who do things for us. Now our parents help us, our friends help us, our relatives help us in many ways, and we are grateful to all of them. But the bhakti understanding is that whatever, whoever is doing for me, it is ultimately Krishna doing for me through that person. You know, when a mother feeds her newborn baby, it's an act of very intimate, intense love. She's offering milk from her own body. That is naturally the mother's love. At the same time, it is the mother doesn't do anything special to produce the milk at that time. The same God who sent a child into the mother's womb and brought that child out of the womb, that same God has sent milk in the mother's breast so that she can feed the child. So when we start practicing Krishna Bhakti, we understand that whatever, whoever is doing for us, it is ultimately Krishna doing for us. So from the ultimate perspective, if we are serving Krishna, then we don't have to serve the others. That doesn't mean we neglect or disrespect the others, but we are going to the root. So that's why sometimes it is said that if somebody is serving Krishna, then all the debts are fulfilled. And therefore one doesn't need to fulfill do one's duties to anyone else. At the same time, when we serve Krishna, what we understand is that it is by reciprocating with these duties, with these particular responsibilities, you know, I can do it also in a spiritual consciousness. So for example, you know, a mother may love her child, and that is mother, natural motherly love. But another child, see, this child is a soul who is sent by Krishna to me. Then she can spiritualize her love. The child, when he grows up, he says, my mother loved me so much. But my mother, you know, she through her Krishna manifested her care. So she is the instrument. So I should reciprocate with her also. So the spiritual understanding, it does not mean that we have to reject all other relationships or all other obligations. It is that we are not... it is not necessary to do this, but a devotee does this if it is a devotee needs to stop doing it only when it is unfavorable to bhakti. But if it is not unfavorable to bhakti, if it is favorable, then a devotee should do it, because that is also a way in which we can maintain social balance. So Krishna tells Arjuna, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja, give up all varieties of dharma and surrender to me. But after surrendering to Krishna, what does Arjuna do? Arjuna raises his bow and fights. But what does that mean? He is actually doing Kshatriya Dharma, isn't it? So Krishna told Arjuna, give up your Dharma. But then Arjuna is fighting as a Kshatriya. So what is happening here? So, you know, while working in this world, we have to work in some role. So, but Arjuna is not just fighting as a Kshatriya. Arjuna is fighting as a devotee who is doing the role of a Kshatriya. So like that, we may still act in our social roles in this world, but we don't define ourselves by those social roles. I don't just see myself as a mother taking care of my child. I consider I'm a soul, this child is a soul, and I have the role of a mother right now to take care of this soul. So with that spiritual understanding, when we do our social roles, then we bring spiritual growth to ourselves and to those related with us through our functioning in those roles. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.